So we all remember last year's verse. Isaiah 40, 3, 18 and 19. And one of the things we said to is to pray for your elderly parents and old folks. And some of us have experienced that thing, what it meant now at the end of this year. I remember sometimes to release the word is things, but the person who is releasing the word, it comes to pass in their lives first. So it doesn't really always, you know, everybody wants to share a word and all that, but always remember it will come to pass in your life first. Whether it's a good or a bad, the word is going to come to pass. I remember talking about my dad, and we started our fasting prayer, and I think it was the same week. The first week I was, very first day, I was so inspired to prophesy on every single person there. And the next day in the prayer meeting, in the middle of the prayer meeting, as I was trying to share something, I received a message that my dad went to be with the Lord. And the very first act I did was go on my knees to thank him for his life. The challenges in life will always come, but how would you respond to it will determine your relationship with God. It reflects your relationship with God. Yeah? And I praise God that I had so many privileges to share the gospel. Recently, some of the greatest things that happened was this girl who came and didn't have a child for the last 7 years. I met her in an interview and I said, your life will never be the same because we met, because of the God I serve. And she is due in 2 weeks' time.
Amen.
And she's going to have a girl.
Hallelujah.
I told her she's going to have a girl. Now she knows she's going to have a girl. So we praise God for that. On 24th December, maybe this year, a few days ago, I had the privilege of leading somebody to Christ on the streets of Melbourne, and maybe around 11:30, 12 at night. And I praise God for the family that he has preserved us and kept us all this time. I had an opportunity to share the gospel with many, many people. So I was reflecting, always Isaiah is some word. It's not that I spent a lot of time in Isaiah. You may think every verse is coming from Isaiah. It's not that I spent time in Isaiah, but always he takes me to Isaiah. Do you know there are 66 chapters in Isaiah? It's like a mini Bible itself. We have 66 books in the Bible. You know, Isaiah is known as a prince of prophets. You know, he wrote 700 years before Christ. He prophesied everything about Christ. He had such a revelation about who God is. Last year we prophesied there is a beginning, new beginnings, and we have seen so many new beginnings in our lives.
Amen.
You know, but this year it's exciting, and I truly believe this will come to pass in my life and our life as a church in a powerful way. The thing is about the Word of God is you gotta, when the Word of God gives a promise, you can hear it, keep it. It may do nothing to you until you hold on to it. Until that word becomes one with you, you will start seeing the manifestation of that word. That's the thing about prophetic. The moment the word is released, and if you receive it, it starts manifesting in your life in a powerful way. Irrespective of whether you're from this church or not, doesn't matter. Yeah? So it's very, very, very important. And most of the time when I get these words, I cannot sit down and write anything about it. Which frustrates the heck out of me. I get frustrated, I get angry that why can't I sit down and write a few words about it? But it just doesn't happen. So this is the word for this year. I go on. It's from Isaiah chapter 54. This is straight after the famous chapter of 53, which is a prophetic about Messiah. After the disobedience of Israel, they were taken as a captives by Babylonians and Assyrians. They were in a land, in a foreign land. And this verse came. This is the promise, the Messiah's promise of Israel's restoration. Here it says, "Sing, O barren, you who have not born. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. You have no travailed with a child. For more are the children of desolate than the children of married woman, says the Lord." Now this is the word that really strengthens us. "Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your habitation. Do not spare, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited." I believe we are stepping into a season where God is going to bring an expansion to us in every area of your life. It would be a year where you're going to have the promises coming to pass. There are a lot of promises you guys have received which is sitting dormant. And you are wondering what has happened to that promise. Prophetically, it's been spoken over your life. You would have got it, whether it's your job, whether it's your personal life, whether it's your marriage, you're planning to get married, all those kind of things. I believe this is the season where God's promises in your life are coming to pass by His Spirit. It says, "Sing, O barren woman." Now, the barrenness in those days was considered, was not looked at with favor, you see. You will see that today we have all kind of technology and scientific research done where people conceive. But those days, people trusted God. Barrenness was not. Here he's asking, "Oh, sing, O barren woman." Because you have to learn to sing in your barrenness for your breakthroughs. There are seasons. Some of us face barrenness in different areas of our lives. It could be the dream that has not come to pass. It could be the job that we are looking for. It could be our married life. It could be literally the barrenness of the womb. Yeah? But here, the prophet is saying that, "Sing." Lord is saying that, "Sing, O barren woman, you have not born, for you have not travailed with child. For more are the children of desolate than the children of married woman," who says the Lord. You see, the same verse you can read in Galatians. What he's saying is, when you have the promises of God that is sure to come, that is surely will manifest in your life. As a church, we have been prophesied by several people, not just Pastor Johnny, but there are other people who have come and prophesied over us. And it has not been easy. I mean, especially this year has not been easy for me, you know. I struggled. I've been frustrated in many ways. Spiritually, I feel it drained me a lot, losing my dad. You know, it was not easy. But we kept on pressing on. We kept on forwarding. I tried to react oppositely. When I don't like preaching, I make sure that I take more preaching assignments. So we face barrenness in many forms, but God is promising us that the promise of God is going to get fulfilled. You know, if you read, the promises of God doesn't come to pass because of our efforts. It comes to pass because they are the promises of God. If God has spoken a word over your life, a promise over your life, it's going to come to pass. Amen. Not because you are doing the right thing, because He said it. That's what it says, in our heavens and the earth will pass away, but my word will remain. Yeah? If you read Galatians, it's the same verse is mentioned in Galatians. Galatians chapter 4. It says here, it says, tell me, on chapter 4 verse 21, tell me you who desire to be under the law, do not hear the law, for it is written, Abraham had two sons, one by the bondwoman, the other by a free woman. But he who has a bondwoman was according to the flesh. Basically, it was a natural, nothing new about it. You know, people have families. There was nothing new. Others had families. But Sarah didn't, because her child was going to be born as a result of a promise. And it says, and he of the free woman through the promise, which things are symbolic, for these are the two covenants of one from the Mount Sinai and gives birth to a bondage, which is Hagar. For the Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, the corresponding to Jerusalem, which is now east, is the bondage with her children. But Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, O barren, you who do not bear, break forth and shout, you who do not travail, for the desolate has many more children than who has a husband. You need to come to that point in your barrenness, wherever you think it is, to break forth and shout.
Amen.
It is a lot to ask. But I want to tell you this. If God has promised something, and when that thing comes to pass, that has more influence and impact around you than anything else that comes by natural means. You can achieve by natural means a lot of things in life. But some things that comes by promise has a great impact around you and can be a blessing to many. Isaac became a blessing to many. Hannah waited for a long, long time for a promise to come to pass. His son became the greatest prophet of that time. Moses waited for 40 years to step into the destiny. But God called him a friend who spoke to him face to face. Joseph waited for a very long time to step into his destiny. But he became the reason that 70 of his family members were preserved, those who went on to become a great nation in Egypt. People waited for so many years for Messiah, and we are sitting on this side. Some things are delayed, but that doesn't mean you have missed it. I want to tell you that as a church, we want to be a places, we are not asking for a large, mega, we don't want to be that. We want to be effective. We want to be a small church, but we want to be effective. We want to be a church where people step in and feel the love of God. We want to be a church that the barrenness, barren people come, all kind of barrenness, and find their breakthroughs. We want to be a church where people who are depressed come in and are delivered.
Amen.
We want to be people, those who have lost all hope, and find hope in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Each one of you carries something. And I believe as you are stepping into this new season in 2019, every kind of barrenness is going to disappear. The little things that you start doing, you're going to start seeing the fulfillment in your life. Whether you are praying for your children. I believe this gentleman who was sitting here, George, his wife is going to have such an encounter. She will go further than he has ever in his faith. I believe that. His wife is going to have an encounter. She have a Christly character, but she doesn't know Christ. The moment she knows him, she'll be more on fire than he is. Sometimes we are praying for family members and we are saying, they don't seem to see it. But you, if you wait up for the Lord's work, they will go further than you have ever gone in the Lord. Amen. So we should be people, those who are expectantly praying for it. We should be people, those who are crying out. So when you receive this word, now you start declaring and believing God for a breakthrough in that area that you have been asking for, that you've been dreaming for. You know, whatever that barrenness is, you sing aloud. You shout it out. You sing the song of triumph and victory. Sing a song of triumph and victory. We as a church, I tell you, it scares me sometimes when I reflect over my life. I mean, what happened this year affected my health significantly. Very much my health in many, many ways significantly. I had no energy. People want to come for prayer. I have no strength, no energy, no courage. I just feel I have nothing to offer. Because enemy will bring you to that place. But you got to continue to push yourself forward. Why? Because he's a liar. That's why you have to remain in the book. You cannot afford to let the book depart from your mouth. You can read everything else. You can listen to every great preacher. It will never give you what the word will give you directly. Because it does something special in you when you read the word by yourself. Make a plan this year, 2019, that I will give priority to the reading the word more than my breakfast. And I tell you, your life would be changed completely. Meditate on the word. Allow the word to transform you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, remember that verse, Isaiah 54, and pray that God will bring this to pass. It says, lengthen your cords. So whenever it says desolate children, it says you gotta make room, yeah? What is one thing that you will do? What is one thing you will do? As I was sharing the other testimony yesterday about these boys, we were praying for the car. What they said is, no, okay, we prayed for the car, now let's sit down. Okay, I'll jump in the car, we are going. They started and left. It was not the question whether it's going to start or not. They jumped in and they left. There is no chance. We thought, oh man, one of us has to drive them for 2 hours to bring them here. But no, they did that. What is one thing you're going to do? What is something that you're going to do that will really show that you are taking on this word? Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch out your curtains of your habitation. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. Lengthen your cords. Lengthen your expectation. Increase your expectation that this is what I'm going to believe God for this year.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I am believing that I'm going to reach out to more people today.
Yes.
I am believing that more people, believers, are going to come to the church.
Amen.
I am believing that we're going to have more open doors. I am believing that more job opportunities are going to come. I am believing that there will be a great increase in our lives. I am believing for a great supernatural encounters in our lives. Are you believing for those things?
Hallelujah.
Put a stake in the ground. Stake in the ground means do not move. Do not move from that position. If the enemy says no to a certain thing, increase your expectation. Now I don't want this. I want more than that. If I'm asking for 50-fold, I no longer want 50. It's delayed. I want 100-fold now breakthrough. You got to stand your ground. None of the other things will matter once we slip into the eternity. Only thing that matters is what we do here. Yeah? He says, you shall expand to the right and to the left. and you will, your descendant will inherit the land. I tell you, this is the season you are coming.
Amen.
Isaac is not of natural birth like Hagar. Isaacs are not born by the strength, but by the Spirit. They are the result of the promise. God has given us the promise.
Amen.
And His promises are eternal. Whatever the dream is in your life, I believe your greatest is 2019. You're going to experience.
Amen.
Write it down.
Hallelujah.
Write it down. Put it up somewhere. Start believing for it. Start declaring it every situation. Now, what happened in the birth time? Ask a woman. She will tell you. The moment of the birth time, she wants to kill you if you're close by. But after the birth, she remembers, she forgets everything. Because the joy of the child that she is holding. So when things are, there are oppositions going to come. There are things that's going to come and challenge that this pain is forever. But we need to know that the pain is for temporary. Because He's birthing something that is bigger, that is greater for us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So this season, as you step into 2019, there are challenges going to be. But challenges are never to defeat you. It is to strengthen you because He is birthing something new in your life. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to see challenges around us. There are things that is going to happen that will confine us. I'm like, what in the world is happening around us? Around the world, things are going to happen that is going to really, really challenge a lot of the things. Even asking where God is. But remember, in midst of all that, you got to put your stake on the ground and say, God, I thank you that you promised that in midst of all this, you're going to bring a breakthrough for us.
Amen.
He's going to bring an increase
Hallelujah.
For us.
Yes.
And if you start believing for this word
Hallelujah.
And start experiencing, I tell you, we will come to the 31st and we're going to see great testimonies.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to, I'm praying for a lot of things
Hallelujah.
And a lot of people. You know, I dream about people from this church. Not all the dreams I tell. I never share about those dreams because I pray for those situations. So when people come and share, I don't tell them, I had a dream about it. I've been praying for it. And I believe each one of us has to come in that kind of unity where we carry the burdens. We see people. We will stand together. We will see that we will stand and rejoice when their dreams are getting fulfilled.
Hallelujah.
When their promises are coming to pass. Why? Because it's a victory. We rejoice with everybody who rejoices. We mourn with everybody who mourns. As a church, we will see an expansion.
Amen.
We will see an expansion. I believe that. I believe strongly that God is leading us to an overflow. He's going to do something this year that is beyond us. It's a fulfillment of a promise. It's not because of our effort or strength, because we feel exhausted. We feel that we don't have any energy to go. Just like Abraham, Bible says that they were far, they have reached that age where they cannot bear children. God took them to a place where it was humanly impossible for them to have kids. And then God fulfilled the verse. When it happened, it can only be said it's done by the God because the promise came to fulfill. In the same way, God is going to come to bring you to a place where you can just say, I cannot do it. I don't have any strength. I don't think it's never going to happen. But you're going to see the promises of God come to pass in your life. So Father, we want to thank you for this word. And we receive it, Lord. We say, Father, that you will do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond we can think or imagine, Father.
Amen.
That we will make a room, Father. We will make rooms in our houses.
Amen.
We will make room in our church.
Amen.
We will make plans to host and receive many more for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Lord, we will prepare ourselves to reach out more. Lord, I pray, Father, that you will give us wisdom and understanding as per the vision and the dream that you have given us, as the promise you have given us, that we will reach out to more and more people, Father, in the coming years. Lord, I pray that our reach out will be the greatest this year, coming year, than ever, God. Lord, I pray that our church members will start moving into prophetic. I pray that they will start moving into the gifts of God. I pray that they will start stepping into the real purposes and the destinies that you have called them to fulfill, Father. Let every kind of barrenness, Father, we pray that become fruitful in the name of Jesus. I pray for open doors. Father, any kind of barrenness in the job situation, I pray for multiple doors to open in those areas in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who are planning to step into their own homes so their homes can become a center of worship, I pray, Father, this year that dream would be fulfilled in their life in the name of Jesus. As we step into the next year, we're going to worship. We're going to praise. And we're going to surrender ourselves. And say to God that let every word of your life come to pass in our lives.